King of the Badgers by Philip Hensher.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Book 1. Nothing to Hide. That bowler-hatted major, his face is twitching. He's been in captivity too long. He needs a new war and a tank in the desert. The fat legs of the typists are getting ready for the boys and the babies. At the back of my mind, an ant stands up and defies a steamroller. Gavin Hewitt, Serious Matters. Chapter 1. Last year, at the hot end of spring, in the small town of Hanmouth on the Hayne estuary, a rowing boat floated in the middle of the muddy stream. Its stern pointed inland, where the guilty huddle in cities. Its prow towards the ocean, 5 miles down the steady current. There, all our sins, at the end of all the days and weeks, will be washed away. The boatman dipped his oars deep. There was something thoughtful in the repeated movement. The current was running quickly, and his instructions were to keep the boat where it lay, in the centre of the slow flood, the colour of beer and milk.
"Most of my customers," he said to his single passenger, "want to go to the same place. They want to be rowed across the estuary to the pub."
"What pub would that be, then?" his passenger said, with a touch of irritation. He was a man, fat in rolls about the middle, and the top of his bald head wet and beaded. His gingery white hair shocked out to either side, weeks away from a respectable haircut. A life of taxes, expense account drink, and hot greasy lunches had marked him.